the late-night television wars rage on. David Letterman, Jay Leno, Arsenio Hall are still battling it out. But Chevy Chase was vanquished a few weeks ago, and previously unknown Conan O'Brien still teeters on the brink of obscurity. So far, National Public Radio has stayed out of the fray, preoccupied as we are with foreign policy and the nation's agenda for the 90s. But our own Bob Garfield told us he wanted a shot at the talk show sweepstakes, so we've reluctantly agreed to give him an audition, provided that he not stray too far from NPR's editorial sensibilities.
From Washington, D.C., the talk capital of the world, it's Drive Time with Bob Garfield. Here he is, my main man, Bob.
Here comes Garfield. Look out, here comes Garfield. Look out, I said, here comes Garfield. So you better look out.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Hey, what do you think of Lou Rawls and the Drive Time Nine? Thanks, fellas. Thanks a lot. Hey, Norm, how are you?
Fine. Evening, Bob.
That's quite a look there, Norm. Is that a sport coat or a Superfund site?
Hi-yo.
Folks, give it up for my pal and public policy guru on loan from the American Enterprise Institute, Mr. Norman Ornstein. Saw you on Nightline, Norm. You look great. You really made the Law of the Sea Treaty come alive for me.
Thank you.
Now, if we can just keep that jacket from coming alive. Okay, we have a great show for you tonight. Norm, is it true we have...
Joyce Brothers.
Joyce Brothers! We have Dr. Joyce Brothers in the house tonight. We have David Fields in the house. Fine young screenwriter, David Fields. And we have Senator Bill Bradley in the house tonight. Norm, did you see the Federal Register today? Did anybody see the Federal Register today? It seems the... This was today. Was it today?
Wednesday.
Wednesday in the Federal Register seems the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's National Marine Fisheries Service has issued a final rule regarding TEDs. That's turtle exclusion devices. I'm not making this up. This is real. TEDs, and of course they're used to keep threatened species from being hauled up in fishing nets, as per design criteria set forth in 50 CFR 227.72E subsection 4I.
What subsection was that, Bob?
Turtle exclusion devices. What I want to know is, if you're fishing for flounder, are you subject to the promulgation of interim rulemaking? And is the prohibition on accelerator funnels pursuant to public comment, is what I want to know. Turtle exclusion devices. Okay, all right, enough of that. Our first guest is a world-renowned psychologist, author, syndicated newspaper columnist, and broadcast personality. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome a woman who has done more shrinking than Oprah. Dr. Joyce Brothers! Welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you here.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor to be here.
So, how are you? Or, I guess the question should be, how am I? But listen, I think what everyone wants to know, Dr. Brothers, and please forgive me for asking yet again the question that I know everybody must ask, but do you believe a successful conclusion of the Uruguay round will affect trade barriers in the automotive sector with respect to the import market in Hungary?
Of course it will have a profound effect. As you know, Bob, Hungary's average import duties have already fallen from 50% to 17%. But the Uruguay round anticipates a further tariff reduction to 8%.
Yes.
Let her talk, Norman.
But on the other hand, it's been 2 years since Hungary notified the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade that it was raising tariffs on three harmonized system category levels to exceed GATT bindings. And darned if they didn't do just that.
Hi-yo!
Who can forget it? Look, I know you have to run, and I just want to thank you again for joining us. I also know this means Regis and Kathy Lee won't be booking you for at least a year, and we sure do appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, Joyce Brothers!
Thank you so much. It's been great fun.
And for us, too.
Bob, you should have asked her about your night terrors.
No, they've pretty much subsided now that Chevy's off the air. All right, our next guest is an actor, screenwriter, and activist in protecting endangered species. Here, fresh from Hollywood, folks, please put your hands together for David Fields. Hey, welcome back east, David.
Hi, Bob, and if I may, Mr. Ornstein, I have been a big, big fan of yours for many years. It's really a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, that's great, Bob.
I see you've brought a little friend with you.
Thank you. Yes, I have. You know, Bob, every day 104 different species vanish from the face of the earth, never to return. Oops. Okay, come on back here.
It's crawling up my arm. It looks like a rat with wings. There's a big fella. David, what is this and what is it doing?
Bob, that's Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, no! Couldn't do that to Norm's coat?
Bob, Esmeralda is the last living Amazon dung bat. The rape of the rainforest has wiped out virtually...
Ow!
Bob! For crying out loud.
Sorry, Dave. Our next guest, slide down towards Norm there, and please help me welcome a former star forward for the New York Knicks. He is a third-term Democratic senator from the state of New Jersey, chairman of the Subcommittee on Deficits, Debt Management, and Long-Term Economic Growth. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Honorable Bill Bradley! Welcome back to the show, Senator. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Bob. It's always nice to be here.
Senator, the president, of course, has just submitted his proposed Health Security Act to the Congress. What ramifications do you foresee for meaningful deficit reduction if this legislation is substantially enacted?
Well, not only is health care reform consistent with deficit reduction, Bob, but it's absolutely critical, and particularly given the floating exchange rate regime that we operate from in the world,
it's going to be important to making us more competitive. Senator,
What?
Will you do a song for us?
A song? I don't have anything prepared, Bob. You got a piano over there?
Yes, we do. Lewis? Ladies and gentlemen, the musical stylings of Senator Bill Bradley.
So, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove the Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above?
Yeah.
Since the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronkin' buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. but I knew I was out of luck the day the music died.
All right, we're running out of time. Lou and the boys will be appearing at Harrah's Lake Tahoe November 4th. Norm, you'll be appearing...
I'll be appearing in the New York Times, the Washington Post Sunday Outlook section, C-SPAN, and the Valley Forge Music Fair, November 7th to 11th.
All right. Tomorrow night's guests are former President Richard M. Nixon, author J.D. Salinger, chess champion Bobby Fischer, and Professor Irwin Corey. See you then. Good night.
It's All Things Considered.